with, which is an interesting challenge. But I will go home, huh?
I said I should listen to that one. I'm sure it will be interesting.
It's very brief.
Was it?
Compared to when I'm here, there's a little more to it. At home, it's boom, 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 boom. This is brief. But anyway, sorry, folks at home. So anyway, this is four ways of doing it. The do while and the do until, with the checking both before and after. And the results that come out with that. Now with the four one, what if you go in and change that? You can, if you want to, change this and make it go, let's say, from two, can't change it while it's running. Good point. Let's make it go from 2 to 14 with a step 2. Okay. So if I click on the for loop, what did I do? Input string was not a correct format. Somebody look up. I think I'm remembering right for Visual Basic. Word count equals 2 to 14, step 2. Oh, duh. For some reason, I had put it such that I could put some numbers in here. So this is a 4, 1,000, and I'm not really going to use these. But it was complaining because I didn't have them filled in, because I then went down and had these two things. So that's what it was complaining about. So I now got it going 900, 800, 700, 600, and it's actually not doing the step 2, which is kind of interesting. Star 2, order 14, step 2. Okay, does somebody see the error I made here?
You're starting at 2, or it's incrementing at 2.
I'm doing both. I wanted to go 2, 4, 6, 8. Okay, so when I had here, we're going to do a debugging exercise. When I had 1 to 4 with no step, it assumes that I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? The step is automatically that. So if I do a start here, and work answer is the text start, so I need the text start. And then work message as a string. I guess I need that. Amount to subtract. I need that. Okay. Number of times I don't believe I need, and I'm going to purposely leave that out. And do the for loop, and it goes 900, 800, 700, 600, which is what I expect. Okay? So now let's try it again. Oh, no, that's not. Let's fix it again. And this time I'm going to put step 2 on this. And I'm saying do it. And again, I'm putting the 1,000 in there. And again, I'm putting the 100 in. And I'm saying for loop. And it did it twice, which is what it should. Because if I'm starting at one and then going and doing it three, okay, so it should do it twice. Do it one, do it three, and then get out. Maybe I didn't count right on the 14. It looked too big, but maybe I just was stupid and didn't count right. Okay. So now, if I get out of this and say I want to do it from 2 to 14, step 2. Only I didn't put in the data. Can we move on to the next one? Yeah, it did give me 7. I guess it looked too big. So that steps through it for word count 2, word count 4, word count 6, word count 8, 10, 12, and 14. And so it is indeed 7 times that it's going through it. So indeed it didn't work. It just looked too big to me. And if I wanted to change the values I subtract, because I'm doing a step 2, I could have gone in and put in some code where the amount to subtract, I change. Okay. The third one is called what? Different boxes and then guess game. And this is more just showing the different boxes again, and we kind of have looked at those already. This top one is a list box, but notice some of the things that's in it. First of all, it's got a collection. So there's the collection. And notice the setup that it's using, which is it's got some there, I can't do that. I thought I was running. It's got some over. So it has a thing checked to let that come in. List languages. Okay, multi-column is set to true. Okay, so multi-column is set to true. If I take multi-column out of that, then I will get all in one line, and I'll get a bar across the side to let it go down all in one line. So this lets me take this list box, and it's a regular list box, but I've got the multi-line, and so that works on that. Okay? Then I have it. So I am going to put in a language, okay? So I will put in PHP and say click to check, and it comes back and it tells me that that is in the list, okay? So it is in the list. So notice how it does that. It uses contains. There's just a whole lot of clauses that you can put on this. But this is list language items contains what I put in, which is PHP. And if so, it will show it's in the list. Otherwise, it shows it's not in the list. Okay, so if I put in a language that we don't teach, then it's going to show up that it's not in the list. And then the other one, okay, so this tells me it's 5 and it takes anything that I checked down. So it goes through, if it's true, I add one to the count, and I add the thing that it's pointing to this box down below. So this really is very similar to the one I had you doing. Okay. Okay, and then the last one is the guess game. Wait a minute, I gotta close this. Okay. So if I run this one, it says play game. And I think you don't have the latest version, so look, because I think I made a change. If you run it, I think that that's active. And I decided it shouldn't be, so I made it go away active.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so you can look and see where I reset that so it wasn't active. Okay. So this is, if I play the game, and it now says check the guess, so that it required me to click play the game first, okay? Because play the game sets up a certain number of things on, and I wanted those to happen. So I said they had to click play the game, and then check guess. And I guess when I wrote it, I just assumed that I was going to play the game before I was going to check a guess. But then I realized that, oops. Okay, so this allows me to go across like that and say, okay, check the guess 14. My guess is too high. So make it 5. My guess is still too high. Make it 2, and I guessed it. And then if I want to play the game again, and I probably should have reset that again. 14, check guess, too low. 21, too high. 18, too low. 19, you guessed it. Okay. So that's a guessing game. So if I look at the design of this, I've added one more thing, and that is a track bar. Okay? And that's out in my toolbox, and I can add a track bar. And that track bar, you can see how it outlines it, there's the track bar. And so it keeps track of where I am. Okay? So it's a nice thing if you're writing games to be able to have that. I also went in and did a lot of color changing, and that I used the width on. And this isn't a very good example of it. But if I had a long game, etc., the width comes in really handy because it says width, meaning this part goes in front. And you don't have to type it in front on all of them. You can just say with, and then everything in there has label message in front of it. And as I said, if it's a 15 character thing, then this becomes appreciated. Six characters, probably not so much so. And there's the end of the whiz. So I said, okay, label message is going to have a full color is going to be equal to black. The background color is going to be equal to light gray around. And there's not going to be any border on it. Okay. So that lets me set it up. And the visibles that I have floating around there, let me pick a visible. And this top number, the random number, equals random number dot next up to 25 plus 1. So that means it goes 1 to 25. So that's how I generate a random number. Languages have a way of generating a random number, and that generates me a random number. So, down below when I scroll on the bar, on the tracking bar, when I scroll on that, I am saying take the value and put it in the text box. So when I scroll on it, I'm taking whatever value I stop at and putting it in the text box so I can actually read the number. And then if I'm checking to see if they guess the right number, okay, I am setting it to a different color if they got it right. And if they didn't put it right, I'm putting it out and just saying your guess is too high or your guess is too low. And it just keeps going until they quit the program or get the right number. And to play again, so I probably should have set that off again, it's in the play game that the random number gets generated. So every time I play the game, I have to make sure that I've gone to play game, because otherwise it's not going to generate a random number. That's where I'm generating. Questions. So that shows you the track bar, it shows you the whiz, and it does a little bit more about setting up colors and border styles for boxes, and in this case a label. And it gives you the random number, so that's a good one to kind of keep your eye on. I had said I was going to do procedures and functions, and I changed my mind because I'd forgotten we hadn't done arrays, and I want to do a little bit on arrays. The intro for arrays is actually a little more kind under VB.net, so I'm going to go to VB.net and look at a few of the arrays there. Okay, so I want to save link as, and I thought I did this, but I'm not sure. I'm just not sure that that's the right one. I think it is. So we'll try it and see. Okay, we're going to look at department array first, because that's the simple one. And I did it under VB.net, so I'm taking down arrays under VB.net. They've crashed again?
Yeah.
Yours working? Oh, you didn't even bother.
Downloading it? No, I didn't try to download it. I just had like HTML stuff up. I mean, that's what I've always been using.
Okay. Did anybody's not crash? Did yours crash?
No, I'm trying to find it.
Okay. Well, at least it hasn't crashed. Okay, where you're looking, I claim, is go to programsvb.net and then go to arrays. And you want to download the zipped version of arrays. I will talk to them again. I mean, I'm really glad that I'm not. I've got a real computer up here as opposed to a VM.
You got to stretch to K104. They only have good computers.
Yeah, right. 104.
Yeah, that's where all my like design.
Okay, that's in the game. That's the game room. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Annoying. So then you download this array zipped, as he said. And you can certainly look at them because I have them in Word and HTML version. So the one I'm opening is Department Array. This is a very basic array, which is why I wanted to open this one first. And he's optimistically trying it on his laptop. Here is an array that I set up, and I set it up during load. Okay, so I set it up during load. The zeroth element is going to relate to books, the first element toys, the next element gifts, and the last element cookware. Okay. So I have this array. And it's got four slots in it. And each of these things is called Department Array. And as you know, I can't call two things by the same name. So I have to tell it which one I'm talking about, since there are four of them. So I put a number, and that number is the index. It can also be called a subscript. It can also be called a pointer. But that's the index that tells me which one it is. So I say department array modified by zero is books. So that means books is in here, and it's got a zero. Department array modified by one is toys. Two is gifts. And three is cookware.
Yeah, I got my first quick question.
Yeah, you've gone a long time today.
I know. Well,
wants to ask, but so for arrays, you have to start at zero. Can you start like wherever?
You can start wherever, but it's going to create, like if you start at one, it's going to create, there'll be a zeros one in there.
Oh, okay.
Just nothing in it.
All right.
We'll get into starting anywhere and moving anywhere later on, because you don't even have to have them in sequence. But for a very basic array, you start with zero, go one, two, three, four, or possibly start with one, but if you start with one, you usually put department zero and you put unused or something like that in as the value. So it's still there. Up here, at the beginning, when I set it up, I define it. Dim department array three as a string. And there's other ways to do that. And as I said, we'll be looking at a lot of different ways next week. But this is the basic way. In other words, the biggest value is 3. Okay, so I'm defining up through 3.
Oh, so that one line defines all of them as?
That defines it as an array, and then in department load, I load the data into the array.
Oh, but like that defines like all three, all the different parts of the array as strings,
yes.
Right?
It's set up the array as going from 0 to 3, and it's got the structure kind of set up when I drew the box here and said department array. That's kind of what it did. And then when you go to the load is when I put the books, toys, gifts, and cookware in and filled the array.
But what about, why would there be the 3 at the end?
Because that's the biggest number.
Oh, so you have to just throw the biggest number?
Again, on a simple one you do. We'll talk about a whole lot of bells and whistles you can throw in here. But we're keeping it simple, stupid today. Okay, so it goes up through 3. Okay, so now, if I come over here and do the department click, if I put in a bad number, it's going to crash. Okay, so let's say I put in a 3, get department name, and it tells me cookware. So that's fine. Now let's say I put in a 5. And it crashes. Okay? Because there is no 5 that was defined. So the way around that is to use this bottom one down here, where I have said, if it's a number, then is the number less than or equal to 3? And I didn't bother to check the negative numbers, but if I thought my users really might put in a negative number, then I'm going to have to make that a greater than, 0 or less than 3 or something like that. 0 greater than or equal to 0 and less than or equal to 3. So now I'm saying, okay, if it is less than or equal to 3, then use it. Otherwise, put on invalid or problem or whatever for the two problems that I came up with. So now if I put this in and I put in a 2, and say get department, it tells me gifts. And if I put in a 5, it comes back and says invalid department number. Okay? If I had put in an A, it would come back and say non-numeric. If I put in a negative number, it's going to be a problem. But again, if you think people are going to do that, you should fix that if statement up, so that it's greater than or equal to 0 and less than or equal to 3. Okay? So the 5 works fine. If I put an A in there, it comes back and says non-numeric department. And then we'll see what happens when we put in a negative 3. And it crashes. Okay? So if I think people are going to do that, if I want to be safe and secure, I should have checked that as well. Okay. Now the structure that it uses when it does this is it says department array, and then just to be on the safe side, I said take the department and convert it to an integer. Okay, in case somebody entered a decimal number or whatever. I said take whatever they entered in, convert it to an integer, and then use that as the pointer or index or subscript to get something out of the array. So when I put in a 2, it went and said, okay, integer 2, and then it went and grabbed gifts. Okay? So that's a very basic look at an array, yes.
The is numeric, is that similar to the triparse?
Yeah, in a way. You know, triparse gives you more things you can check for.
Yeah, I use that with the...
Yeah, but you could definitely use triparse for that, but triparse gives you a little more. This is just the quick, is it a numeric?
Okay.
Which is kind of a nice little check to have, to just be able to say, is it a numeric? And if it's numeric, then you continue on. If it's not a numeric, you drop out of that. And... put out a message. So I think triparse I'd use when it's more complex, and is numeric kind of makes sense for this kind of thing. You see it a lot with arrays. People use the is numeric a lot with arrays.
I have a question about is numeric.
Is it a quick one?
Should be. Well,
that's not a good sign. You didn't say it was quick.
For is numeric, if you type in like a number and then put like a letter at the end, still going to pop up as...
It should. We can try it. It should. So if I put 2A, non-numeric. Numeric is checking for, can this be used in a calculation? That's basically what it's, or in this case, can it be used as an index? I hate this open project solution over there. As I said, it's not on mine that way. I think the one I want next...
You want parallel, right?
I want what?
Parallel, right?
No, I don't want that one next. I'll try 4. I honestly don't remember what 4 is, and then I want to try implicit. And okay, this one is simply letting me fill the array. So I'm saying onload, okay, enter the department name. And notice that I've set it up for i=0 to 3. So again, I'm going to have 4 elements in the array. But on this one, I'm letting the user fill the array as it goes. Okay, so lots of times people use arrays like this when they need current data. You know, they want to set the array up, but they've got to have current data. This isn't data that was any good from yesterday. They got to have current data from today. And I've mentioned before that my husband ran into this with gold pricing that was literally changing multiple times a day for one of his clients. And, you know, he had to set it up this way so that they got to input the price before they ran the sale. Okay, so enter department name. So first we'll go with, second, third, fourth. Okay, so we've entered all of those department names. And then if we choose one, I chose a two, it got me third. What'd you choose? Zero got me first, one got me second, two got me third, and fourth would get me, we got right. 0, 1, 2, 3 got me first, second, third, fourth. Three would get me fourth. Okay, so that was taking them in, and I used a for loop to take them in. My check is the same. So then my next one, is the implicit one. Okay, so there's the if statement. And then what I have is I have a module over here. And this is another way of setting it up. I didn't have to do it in a module. I could have brought it over and done it on the form just fine. But I just decided to put it in a module. So this is the department array. And notice this particular one doesn't bother to put the top number in there. It just says department array, the two signs. And then it says equals books, toys, gifts, cookware. Now this is called implicit because the assumption is made that the first one is zero, the next one is one, the next one is two, and the next one is three. So it is implicit as opposed to explicit when I said zeroth one is books, first one is toys, second one is gift. So this is implicit. Yes?
Outside of like doing it in a module, if you normally like don't give assign like numbers like that to a module, still assume that?
Yes. Yes, I just did it in a module probably because I thought it was time to show you a module. But that could have been just as easily defined back in the program. Okay, so now if I run this one, okay, if I put in a 2, it gets me gifts. So it's working just fine. So I've set up an array that has those names that go with it, books, toys, gifts, cookware, and I've set that array up. And over in the regular part of the array, I have the if statement that we've used before. So it's exactly the same if statement. Okay? Exactly the same. So implicit means that it assumes the order in the order that you gave it and assumes the first one is zero, the next one's one, the next one's two. Explicit gives you the actual numbers. No, because in the module I made it public, which means that it's available. And I create a module by just going and saying project, make a module. add module. So I can just go to project, click on add module, and when I click on add module, it comes up, I give it a name, add it, and there it is. And then I can click on it and put any code in it that I want to put. So add module just brings it up and adds it in. Okay, it's under project add module, yeah.
What is like the primary use of like modules as a whole? To just kind of have code separate like that?
Yeah. That other programs can use. Lots of times modules are available and you can use a module. Okay. So they're in the library and you can grab a module that does something. You know, check digit calculating is a prime one. Check digit calculating is when you give an ID on a credit card or something and the last digit on your credit card is the result of a calculation using all the other digits, and that's called a check digit. Well, the check digit code is used every time you read a credit card. So why not make the module that handles it right, make it once, and then
Hello,
we've got a class. A class is still going on. You can sit down, but we've still got a class going, okay? So wait a minute. So that's how it works, okay? So then you'd have a module, and every program that wanted to calculate check digit would use that module from the library. Okay, it's 1:44. It's time that we probably shouldn't start something else.